Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lenis and Miss Nina. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting the show today. Don't forget, we're also here tomorrow night at 6. And, of course, we cover finance, relationship, jobs, businesses, just all kind of questions. Whatever you want to ask, we will answer it to the best of our abilities. Remember, your destiny can change. You can have control of your future. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Be sure and check out your girl, Lenis, on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic. I just put up this week an Easter gift for everybody, so you guys got to go in, not now, after the show. Go in there and pull up Saturday Night Psychic. You'll see me, and I did a gift. You got to hear it. It's really going to touch your heart. Anyway, for everybody for Easter, no matter who you are. So don't forget. And when you're in there on YouTube at Saturday Night Psychic, be sure and hit the subscribe button and the like button, okay? Thank you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. If you're not ready to schedule a reading at this time, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, because that way you'll get our monthly newsletter and know what's going on for the month, what's happening, you know, anything good, contests, whatever. But do subscribe so you get the monthly newsletter. Now, if you have any messages for us, please send them to the website. At the bottom of the main page is the message box, or you can reach us on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you, and we want you to enjoy the show. Also, Nina's not here today. Her and her husband are out to dinner, which is beautiful. They need that after all the challenges they've been through. So they're enjoying themselves as a couple. Good for them. In the chat room, we have Heather. So if you have any questions, be sure and go in the chat room. You know, you might be a little shy about being on the phone and ask a question, but you're more than welcome to go in the chat room. Heather is a psychic, and she's very good. So do that. Now, today is Palm Sunday, so I hope everybody is enjoying, because I know it's still early, well, at least on this side of the United States. I hope you enjoyed Palm Sunday and enjoyed dinner or whatever with your friends and family, because next Sunday is Easter. So even if you went to church, I hope you enjoyed a good service today, okay? Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Thank you, so be it. I'm going to do the karmic one and then we'll get started. We release all karmic density, spiritually, mentally, and physically, from our past, our present, and our future. From the earth, moon, and sun, we release all karmic density from this timeline, this dimension, and multiverse. We release karmic density from our energies and our vibrations. All to the collective conscious in love, thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. Huh? All right. Well, I think we're ready to begin. Like I said, I don't have any announcements, although I do want to let y'all know, don't forget the full moon is the 19th. That's it's Friday. So just to remind you, the full moon is Friday, and, of course, Easter is Sunday. Okay, well, I guess, as they say, without further ado, I'm going to begin the show because I don't have any. I should check with Heather right quick. Heather, did you have any announcements or no? Okay. All righty. Well, then we shall begin. And again, welcome everybody to the show. I'm so glad you're here. It's a good day in the life, huh? All right. Our first call up is area code 646. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Thank you, Linus. This is Lisa. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. I haven't talked to you guys in over a few months now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So
and what can I answer for you? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, what would you like for me to answer for you today? Oh, and yeah, so you guys know Nina's not here, it's just me, but that's okay. We're still going to have fun. Okay, go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to do a validation and ask a question. So a few months ago, about 6 months ago, you saw me moving to Brooklyn, which I did move to Brooklyn about a week ago. Now, I am from the Bronx area, but I like the area, the neighborhood where I live. So I guess my question is this. I'm not trying to be ungrateful because I did find the place at the right time, okay? But in my heart, I always wanted to move to New Jersey. Do you see a Jersey move happening for me within a year after this move here?
Oh, after a year. I was going to say New Jersey. As soon as you mentioned it, it popped up for this year, like around September to November. Yeah, when you said Jersey, I got September to November that you would move.
So
you're saying
good.
Next year. The opportunity, Lisa, will be there. If you want to move in the fall, it will be there. So I'll put it like that. Because it'll still be up to you. Yeah. So the opportunity will be there in the fall. You'll either move September, October, or November within that three-month period. So, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I love it. I mean, the city is fine, but I want to move back to the suburban area. So I want to get away from the hustle and bustle of the trains. I just want to be around serene and peace.
I understand, and that's beautiful. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Well,
okay,
thanks for calling, Lisa, and you don't have to wait till the fall to call us back, but anyway, do let me know.
I won't.
Yeah.
I will not. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You made my evening. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, young lady, and thanks for calling, and have a beautiful week.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, area code 630. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lisa, too. Lisa from Illinois. How are you?
Well, hi, Lisa from Illinois. Welcome to the show, young lady.
Well, thank you. You always
How's the weather back
there
today?
Oh, it snowed today real bad. So
it's
supposed to be 70 in a day. Yeah, but then it's supposed to be 70 in a day. It was like a freak storm. Like just 3 inches, not a storm really, but you know, it's just kind of like you don't want to go out.
This is April.
But it's just one day, and then it's going to be 70. Like tomorrow, 55. The next day, 70. It's crazy. You know what I mean? But we didn't have snow for like months.
Yes, ma'am.
I sure
do.
You know, we had some days that were okay, but you still have to wear winter coats sometimes. I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know. But April's like that. You know, it's like it gets warm really in May more. You know. But anyways,
what's your question?
You always have such a nice, sweet voice, and it's very nice. You know, I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is, so my parents have had their house on the market, like they passed away, and it has not sold. It's been 6 months, the bank's in charge, and, you know, it's a mid-century home. It's older, and a lot of people, you know, it's like it's in okay, you know, good condition, but it's not like a modern kitchen and modern baths, you know, what people like kind of are, like the things that are selling seem to be, and especially this year, you know, the things that are really, you know, really fixed up, you know, people just don't want to do that because it costs a lot of money and you have to have very good people or, you know, it can be just very expensive and they can also ruin your plate, you know, so a lot of people don't want to mess with rehab, you know what I mean? So they want it fixed up. But anyways, you know, it's still a really nice house. And I just wonder what you see with it. I mean, it's been 6 months.
Okay, you can. You are going to be able to sell it. You need to go to a construction company that's building
No, no, I can't do anything. There's a bank in charge, and nothing's going to be done. They're not going to rehab and make it all modern. It's going to be sold as a mid-century house. It's in very good condition. It still has hardwood floors, beam ceilings. Don't get me wrong. This is not a handyman special. It's a beautiful five-bedroom home. But, like, you know, it's someone that doesn't mind not having a totally modern home. You know what I mean? And they might do things slowly over time, do bathrooms or something like that.
So you're telling me that you can't sell your parents' house right now. Is that it?
No, the bank has it on the market, and they're in charge, you know. So they're not going to...
Oh, the bank is in charge.
Oh,
okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the responsibility.
So they're going to sell it as it is. And, you know, that happens with estates, but what normally happens is they end up lowering the price. And, you know, they've done that already. It has not sold yet.
Yeah,
I just wondered, like, do you think it's going to have to be, huh?
Yeah, no, I was agreeing with you, what you were saying, like, yes, because they want to hurry up and sell it, yeah.
Right, but, like, so what do you think, like, well, and we can't, you know, the upkeep, I mean, it can't be on for another year on the market, you know what I mean? Just, you know, it's a couple thousand a month, you know, just to upkeep it. So what do you think, like, the time frame might be for it to sell where we find someone that really likes it? You know, you need the one person.
I see it could happen in 90 days. That's why I'm being shown right now that in 90 days it would sell. And the bank might just look at a construction company. Because, you know, some construction, well, I want to say construction.
No, they're not going to.
Construction
companies
to do land development,
not.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No. They're not going to do anything like that. No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. They're not going to redo a kitchen or anything like that. So you've seen about 90 days maybe they'll find someone.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm getting right now from the angels. They're saying in 90 days. And hopefully you get a good price. Okay, that's what they're saying. Hopefully,
I'm sure they're
going to
lower
that you get a good price.
But they're probably lower. But I still think they're going to lower it again, you know, because, like, they do that every couple months, which is ridiculous. But that's what's been done. So hopefully, you know, 90 days would mean maybe one more lower price, which might put it into line because I think that with having a rehab, you know, like putting in a new kitchen and all, you have to think about $20,000 and $8,000 at least for a bath. So you have to consider all that, you know, for a new bathroom. So, you know, like people that buy it still have to feel like it's a good deal. You know what I mean? If they're going to, you know, make it modern.
And they're buying
bathroom.
It as a fixer-upper, so yeah.
Well,
90
fixer-upper,
days.
But
what is it, April, May, June, July? By July,
okay.
It should be sold. Yeah.
Okay. Do you see someone, like, that really wants that neighborhood more? Because it's, like, very popular with a certain group of people. It's, like, near a lot of things that they like.
No.
I mean,
I just see that your house is being sold in 90 days, and hopefully that you get a good price, and it looks like it'll be by July that house will be sold. So whoever buys it, no. I didn't ask that. I asked what you wanted me to ask about, you know.
Okay.
The house and
okay.
Will it
well,
get
thank
sold?
You.
So,
God bless you. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to stay on the line. Thank you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you, Lisa. Okay, I'll put you on so you can hear. Thank you. All right, next caller is area code 630.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and who is this?
This is Dion from Chicago.
Nan? Is that right? Say your name again.
Dion.
I'm sorry.
Dion.
Oh, Dion. Dion. Oh, hi, Dion. Now I know who you are. How you doing, woman?
Good. Last week when I called in and I asked about my love life, Miss Nina told me to go out, leave the house, and then call back this week.
Yes,
I went out every day.
Yes. Okay,
except
tell me, girl. Tell me.
Huh? I got up. I got dressed to leave the house today, but the streets were bad, and all my friends said, "Don't go out, stay home." So I didn't. But I went out every day this week.
Good for you. Ah, I'll have to call Nina tonight and let her know. Oh, that's so good. So how did you feel while you were out? You know, did you enjoy yourself?
I did. I talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, okay.
I talked to a lot of different types of people. I went to, you know, like I got a new computer. I bought a new chair. Just,
good
you
for
know,
you.
I didn't necessarily go out to go shopping. I just went out to kind of mingle and just ended up getting
sure.
things that I needed.
That's
but
what
I
we
went
wanted
to a bunch
you
of different
do.
Stores. And
yeah,
myself
to oh, I'm proud of you, woman. I'm proud
thank
of
you.
You. That's good. Oh, thank you so much. Man, that makes us feel good. I know it does me. I'm sure it will Nina, too. So, yeah, don't go out today if the weather's bad or whatever. No, yeah. You know, stay. But, oh, that's good. That's good. Now, are you going to date yourself and one day out the week take yourself on a date? You know, go have dinner or dancing or listen to music, whatever?
I can do that. I don't have anything scheduled, but I can do that.
No, just one day. We're not, you know, of course last week because we wanted you to get out, but just one day out the week because you can date yourself. I don't care if somebody's with, you know, if you have a mate or not, whatever. You can go by yourself and date yourself and treat yourself to a nice lunch or dinner or, you know, some music, whatever. Because you
I
never know
that.
Who you
I
might see, Dion.
Right. I do that on occasion, like when I make a big sale or whatever. I go out and treat myself to a nice meal.
Good. Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. All right. Well, that's good news. You got a question for me, or you just call me with good news? I love it.
Well, what do you see for my love life? Like, do you see
what
men are around me or whatever?
Well, you're definitely opening up the universe going out. Being out every day, you open it up to the universe for somebody to come in. So that's beautiful. Okay, let's see. Anybody coming up? Yeah. They're showing me two guys. I think one you're going to meet this week. He seems like he could be in the same business as you or in construction. And, yeah, you've seen this guy. I don't know if you've done business together, but you've seen him. But for some reason, this one particular guy, he's got a crush on you. He's interested in you. And, oh, maybe it is with windows. What am I seeing? Framing windows, this guy standing there? Okay.
I have a business meeting on Tuesday with a door company.
Okay. I don't know if the guy is there or not. He could be or not, but you've had business with him or maybe with the company, and he helped get your order together, whatever, but he's seen you because he's interested. He's shy. That's why he hasn't come forward and just like, you know, says it's so-and-so's business, you know, or something, but he's a little shy, but, yeah, he's got a crush on you. He's interested. So I believe you're going to hear what the angels are telling me now. You're going to hear from him this week. Maybe it's your meeting tomorrow. Maybe the guy is in this meeting. I'm not for sure. They're not saying, but you are going to meet that one. The second one comes in at the end of the month, and that's going to be like something goofy. I don't know what you're going to be doing at the end of the month, but it's goofy or silly, and you meet this guy. He's there. So I don't know if you're out. Well, I guess you would have to be out because it's not at your residence. But it's just like you're silly and you're happy. It's a goodness, happy and silly. And this guy is there, and he recognizes you as far as that you're outgoing or that, you know, you've got a bubbly personality, and you start talking. So he's in the place wherever you are. Okay, now they're telling me it could be with a girlfriend that you're just, you know, you guys are laughing and having a good time, and this guy notices you. So one at the end of the month by the 30th, and the other one should show up this week that's interested in you. So don't be surprised if someone should kind of flirt with you. Huh?
Yeah, anything has to do with my business, I won't. guys all the time. They flirt with me with my business, but I don't mix business with pleasure, ever.
Oh, I know.
I
understand you don't shit where you eat. Yeah, I understand that. But
I meet guys all the time. Is it going to ever go anywhere? I'm looking for, like, a relationship.
Yeah, but you got to date to get a relationship. And you got to get to know the person, right, as friends first before it gets to the relationship step, because it may be that, you know, you may like the behavior, but you don't like the person, or like the person don't like the behavior. So you got to date to find out if everything is kosher. Right?
Right.
Right. So you got to get out there, girl. You got to get out there. That's okay. That's okay. Because when you start dating, you'll know if it's going to be a long term, or this just a friendly friend zone, or if it's going to be a relationship that's going to be here for a while. So.
But my question is, do you see me in a relationship? I don't care about meeting guys. I can meet guys when I walk out my door. There's a ton of jerks out there that just want to hook up and have sex, and I'm not interested in that. I'm looking for a committed relationship.
I'm seeing SEPT, which tells me September. And why I'm seeing SEPT.
Okay.
What else, angels? Yeah, in the fall. Okay, they're saying September. That was it, in the fall. They're not giving me any other information except just to say September.
Okay,
okay, so
but
let's see. You know, the summer goes on. Let's see. Don't worry. Huh?
I won't just stay home and wait for September. Don't worry.
Well, you know, like I say, things can change. Your destiny and stuff can change. So the angels are saying September, but who knows? You might meet somebody this summer in June or July, you know.
And it won't turn serious until September, you know.
They're saying September when you asked about the serious relationship that you want to be in. So they said September. But I'm just saying, not the angels, I'm just saying you never know. Destiny could change. You could back that up and you might meet somebody in July or June, you know. Who knows? No, it's up to you, but as far as the angels are saying, September is when they see you with a long-term, meeting somebody to have a long-term relationship with.
That works.
Yeah, well, keep in touch.
Let me know,
Dion.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Dion, and have a beautiful weekend, lady. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we have Heather in the chat room. So if you have any questions, oh, let me welcome in guest 611. Welcome into the show. You can ask Heather questions. She's there in the chat room with you if you have something you need to know about. Yeah, okay. Sorry, I missed that. Oh, let me say this to Lisa that called about her parents' house. Let me just share this with you. Heather wanted me to tell you, you need to make the most of the opportunity that comes along because of the state of the house. Okay, Lisa? Lisa in Illinois. Okay, you need to make the best, most of the opportunity that comes along because of the state of the house. All right, that's for you. Okay, now we go back to the show. And our next call up is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Fine. Is this T?
Of course it is.
That's all right. I'm getting to learn your voice. So how you doing, young lady? What's going on?
I'm good. I'm like one of the other callers. I'm ready to move, but I don't want to move to Jersey because I'm already here. What do you,
Maryland,
do you see me?
Baltimore? No, Baltimore. No. Go ahead. I'm asking while you're talking, and I'm like,
what,
well,
what do you
there?
See me
Connecticut?
Moving by now?
You know what? I see you moving to New York.
Oh, no.
I got a big NY in front of my eyes right now. N and a Y. That tells me New York.
I'm, I'm an empath. It's just too much. I really don't like the city, and I don't like the suburbs up there. I don't like nothing about a place that's expensive for all the traffic and all of the commotion as an empath. It's not worth it.
Well, now, you know, I understand. You know what, T? If you move to New York, you don't have to be in the main city in the five boroughs. You know, you can be outside of that area in the suburbs. You're still in the state of New York. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like that area either. My friend, she lives in Buffalo. It's not for me. Not enough black people. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Heather, chime in on this too. Where do you see if she does move? I mean, she's thinking about moving. So, Heather, where do you see T going? Okay, so we're back, and I'm like, okay, so New York came up and she said no. Okay,
well,
Angels, give me another area, because she said no.
I just got a business over there. I just came from over there for a doctor's appointment.
Ooh. I'm getting Illinois and Ohio. That's in the middle of the United States. Illinois and Ohio. I have a girlfriend who lives in Ohio. Okay. That's what they're telling me right now. Illinois and Ohio. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm. You sure?
Yeah, I'm asking, and that's what they came up with. Illinois and Ohio. Like, okay. Third one. They're telling me Texas. Illinois, Ohio, and Texas. Okay, I'm writing it down.
Would it be for school reasons? Because I am going back, like, I'm going to, you know, eventually medical school.
Right. No, they were just looking at that as a domain where you want to live. You know, other places for you to live. Well, you know, Texas has got schools all over the place. Ohio, I don't know about, and Illinois, I don't know about. You would have to look that up yourself. But I know Texas has a lot of schools, and I'm sure they got a medical school down there too. Now they're taking me back up east again. Why do they tell me? They say I'm Baltimore, Maryland. That is such a high crime city. Why would you want to go there? I'm sure the whole city's not crime. There's got to be areas of Baltimore that people live in that are fine, that are okay. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to write it down because I shouldn't go against whatever the angels say. I'm supposed to tell you that and not try and interpret. That's wrong. So they first said Baltimore, Maryland. So I was the one that was kind of going against them, but I'm doing it, angels. I'm saying what you said, Baltimore, Maryland, and then Illinois, Ohio, and Texas. But the Baltimore, Maryland, they keep coming back to. That's three times they've come back to that now, to me.
I've heard that a long time before. I was supposed to go to school down there to Morgan State, but I never went. And then
okay. Thanks for the validation.
I'm ready. I'm ready to, like,
that must...
I know I'm going to buy a house soon, but every time I, like, put my mind and set it on getting a house up in New Jersey, I really do not. I can't do it. Like, I'm just not interested. It's just like trying to force myself.
Well, don't. No. Buy what you know you're going to be comfortable. Don't put your money out like that, honey. If you're not going to be happy there or want to live in that area, then don't put your money out like that.
Because
you'll know. When you find the right place, then you'll know because you'll feel comfortable and you'll definitely want to secure a home. So, I don't know. Like I say, Baltimore, Maryland, three times the angels brought that back to me. So I'm just going to ask you, T, check it out. Check it out. It was told to you years ago, and now I'm telling you again. So there's something there. If that's where the school is that you should attend, I'm not for sure, but there's something there. So when you go to check it out, just listen to your intuitiveness, whatever that comes to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I know that.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
It's
okay, well,
right
that's. Uh-huh.
I'm ready to go.
Okay, well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Tabina told me it wasn't the best part of Jersey where you're at.
Yeah, it's not. It's
yeah,
like,
she's like, she didn't like for you being over
like
there, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to force myself to like it, but it's just like the houses, like, they want you to spend like $400,000 for these small houses, and it's like, come on now, I live in Georgia. Well, you can get a mansion for $200,000, $230,000. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, but remember, things are higher up toward going toward the East Coast than it is in the South.
Yeah, but because of New York.
Yeah.
New York, which is overrated.
Really
overrated.
High, yeah. Well, that came up. It came up, New York, but no. But the Baltimore, I would just write that down. Baltimore, Maryland, like I said, three times they came with that one. So I'm just asking you to check that out, see what
maybe
schools they have there, and, you know, job-wise, but I'm sorry?
I said maybe it's a man there.
Oh, maybe so. Who knows? Like I said, you were told this years ago, and now they're telling me three times. So there's something about Baltimore, Maryland for you. There's something there for you. So maybe it's a school, maybe it's a job. Hey, maybe you might meet a young man, I don't know. But that's your niches right there. So check it out and let me know, T. Give me a call and let me know what you find out. Because
okay.
They're adamant. The Angels are adamant about you going to Baltimore, Maryland.
Can you? I'm going to call back with another question.
Okay, yeah, sure. In fact,
all
I can right. come back to you. Stay there and let me do these other calls, and I'll put you on hold. I'll come back, okay?
Okay.
For a second question. Okay, thank you. Next caller, area code 509. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennon. Hi, this is Mindy. How are you?
Hi, Mindy. Doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. I had a question for you. I've got a trial coming up for my kid. Well, I'm kind of in the middle of trial right now with my kids, and I was wondering if you could give me some guidance on that.
Whoops. Say it again. You have a child. Say it again.
Oh, I'm in the middle of trial for my kids. There were some surrounding issues with my kids, with their father, and I brought it to the court's attention. And so we're going through trial on that right now.
You're going to share custody. I got a headache on my
share.
Left side of my head, so you're going to be sharing custody. That's what I got.
Okay.
Sharing custody. Good Lord, when you said between you and your husband, he gave me a headache, Mindy. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny. But when you mentioned that, oh, I got a headache on the left side of my head.
Whew. Yeah.
I'm going to pray for you. Let me put you on the prayer list. A second. Okay. All right. I'm back. I just want to put your name on the prayer list. Go ahead, honey.
Thank you so much.
How's it going
you
want to know how's it going to turn out? You're going to share custody. That's what's going to happen. And
okay,
go ahead.
Oh, I was kind of wondering, like, what had happened. I mean, if what I was thinking is accurate and how I need to do this in trial, because I feel like I'm going to get annihilated and I don't know if my thoughts have been accurate or if I'm off, but I have a mother's intuition, and what it's telling me is something different than what everybody believes. I mean, even the city is after me right now because of this. So,
who is after you right now?
The city, everybody. Like,
oh,
he's got everybody. Yeah, so the DA is pressing charges against me now for false reporting, but you know, the origination of this whole thing stemmed from the material I found on my daughter's phone that was suggestive of him perhaps doing something to her or somebody doing something happened because she was looking at such inappropriate things for such a long period and not allowing me to be a parent when I was when I found out and he didn't show any interest in caring to know what was found. So it was almost like he was trying to hide things and he gave her more free rein to run the streets and do whatever she wanted to do. And I'm like, no. So I brought this to the court's attention and I kept my other daughter and they ended up giving me a restraining order from my children. So
from your two children, they put a restraining order against you?
Yep. Yep. Not even kidding.
Lord Jesus.
Just because I brought this up, I was trying to protect my other daughter. She was here, and she said she didn't ever want to see her dad again. And I tried to go to the courts to get an ex parte order signed, and the judge refused to sign it and told me to give my good daughter back to him. And I said, I'm not doing that, Your Honor. I was like, what kind of parent would I be if I did that? And they said, give her back. And I said, nope. I put her in homeschooling, did homeschooling with her, and I am in trouble for this whole thing. I've got to have supervised visits with my kids because of that.
Oh, God.
When he was keeping the kids from me, every time he would abuse them, he wouldn't let them come with me on the weekends. So he was able to get away with it. I was working with a prosecuting attorney trying to get him charged with custodial interference because he was violating the plan. And I ended up getting, I'm the one that's in trouble.
So sorry, Mindy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got, the angels are telling me, he's got the rein. He's got the bullet by the reins. So it's kind of like over, he's shadowing you, which I don't like. I see this darkness, but he's shadowing you. But he has the power.
He's shadowing me? Yeah,
what
I don't
I mean,
know where he got his power.
No. When I say shadow, his energy is dark and it's over you.
Oh, I know.
You know, I see you trying to make light. I see you trying to break through like lightning, to break through and light. But his energy, oh, my God, it's not good at all.
I know. I know, and this is where my children are at right now. This is where my kids are, you know.
Okay, let me just ask you this, because I'll have to move on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Are they old enough to let the courts know where they want to live, who they want
to
live with?
I tried to subpoena the kids to come to court, and they refused to allow them to show up.
Well, they don't have to be in court. The judge usually takes the kids back there in their chambers and talk to them. They don't do, you know, they try not to pull kids in court if they don't have to. They just take them in their chambers. Are they young?
I don't know about doing that.
Yeah.
14 and 12. They're 14 and 12.
Yeah, I think you have to be almost 16. You can decide who 16 decide where you want to live.
Yeah, because
okay.
There's no minimum Washington State age. The judge ultimately has the last decision, but I don't even know how to go about getting that to happen.
Wow. Well, it's definitely got you between a rock and a hard place. And costing you money back and forth. Jeez. That's why they say the attorneys make the money, not the couple. You know, the people involved.
The attorneys are the only ones that win. It keeps them paid. But I don't have an attorney. I've been my own.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I can see, and I'm telling you the truth, is shared custody. That's it. The angels are not showing me anything else. They're just saying shared custody. So I guess in the end, you will be able to see your kids. You know, however your plan, your parental parenting plan, every 2 weeks or every other week, whatever. But you will be seeing your children again, but it's shared. Now, how that's going to go, I don't know. The angels are not telling me right now, but I can be honest and tell you, you will see your children again. Yes, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm sorry, Mindy, that you're going through this. I wrote your name on our prayer list, so we're going to be praying for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. And God bless you, and thank you for calling. You're welcome.
God bless you, too. Thank
you. You're welcome. Southeast. Oh, T, I got a message for you from Heather. She said the southeast region. You're talking about moving, and so Heather picked up the southeast. By the way, welcome, Light Horse, to the show. Welcome. So just to let you know, T, I know you're still listening, so yeah. Yeah, she said southeast region. Okay, next call. Oh, I was so involved, I forgot. Well, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Heather is in the chat room. She's also, you know, one of our staff members, and she is very good psychic. So do, if you don't want to come in on the phone, you can go in the chat room and speak with her. Okay. All right, next caller, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Ooh.
Hello.
What's going on? I just had a pain in my heart. I can feel, you know, I'm empathic, so I can feel it. What happened, honey? You just break up with your boyfriend?
No. Well,
okay.
Not exactly. I mean, there was a guy I was thinking about getting involved with, and that I had to end. It just wasn't working. But actually, I'm in a funk. I've been struggling, you know, with depression a little bit. I'm not normally depressive, but I've been struggling, and I had a small claims court case that didn't go in my favor at all. And I felt like I'd been violated like twice, you know, first by the apartment complex that screwed me over, and then by the judge. I mean, there was no reason for this judge to rule the way he did. Like, all the reasons for him to rule in my favor. And he gave me nothing, and I just came out feeling like victimized all over again.
Oh.
And it's worsened my depression, so.
Okay. The angels are telling me for you to do this. Do you have a picture of yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a Bible in your house? You have a Bible?
Not at the moment, but online I could get a Bible.
Okay. I didn't necessarily, well, okay, let me back up and ask you this. Do you have a computer at home where you can print something?
Yeah.
Okay. The angels are telling me to tell you, listen to me, take a picture of yourself. What, you know, not take a picture, but get a picture that you have of yourself. That's a nice picture. You're happy or smiling, whatever. The 23rd song, since you don't have a Bible, print the 23rd song up. Put your picture with your face on the words and just, you know, put it on your dresser, chest or drawer, and leave it alone. Just put it there and leave it alone. If you have a crystal, do you have any crystals?
Yeah.
Okay. Put 2 to 3 crystals on top of that. So at the bottom is the 23rd song, which you printed up. On top of that is your picture facing the words, and then you're going to put crystals on your picture, you know, on top of your picture. And just leave it. Leave
okay.
it at least for 3 days, okay? Leave it for at least 3 days, because what the angels are going to do, they're going to come in and lift you. How can I say? What I can see, I know you guys don't see, but to lift you up. And I understand your depression and how you feel, and that's what they're doing. What you do on the picture in the 23rd song, they're going to lift you up. They're going to somehow, when I say lift you up, like your energy and your vibrations are going to change. And it's good, but that's what they're going to do. They're going to change your energy and vibration a little bit higher than where you are now, that you don't feel sad or depressed. You'll feel joy or happiness in your heart.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah. And as far as that, you know what? Look at it like this. It was an experience and a lesson learned, maybe not the lesson that you wanted to learn or experience, but it happened. So part of that, you know a little bit better next time how, you know, wherever you're living to deal with certain factions. actions of people as far as that way. But I want you, when you move or if you have moved, like, God, show me, is this where I should be? Or ask the angels, is this where I should be? Because I want to be happy. I want to be at peace. And I don't want to have to worry about a bunch of junk and stuff, right? So yeah. I'm just asking you to also pray and say, I want to live where I'm at peace. I don't mind going to work, coming home, and I feel good about coming home. Okay, and I'll also put you on the prayer list too, Michelle. We pray for you
okay.
as well. Yes, ma'am. So that's what they told me to get you out of your funk. So did you, I hope you wrote it down or...
I did.
Or remember it. So it's a 23rd song, your picture, and two or three crystals on top of your picture, and just leave it on your dresser, chest or drawer. I don't want anybody else to see it. That's what I'm telling you, in your bedroom. Put it on a whatever, you know, your chest or drawer. And leave it for a few days. If you want to leave it for 7 days, that's fine. But you are going to feel a difference. You're going to feel your vibration and your energy feeling a little bit lighter. Okay?
Okay, I hope so. Because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Trust me, I understand. But okay. Well, anyway.
All right.
We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
Me and Miss Nina will be praying for you. So, yeah, it'll get better. Give me a call
okay.
next Sunday and let me know how you're feeling after you do this. Would you do that for me?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to remember. I'll be traveling, but okay.
Okay, well, if not, just remember whatever time it is where you live. You know I come on 3 o'clock, so adjust your time. You know the phone number is 646-727-2914, and call me anytime after 3 o'clock because, you know, the show begins at 3, but I do my little spiel. So call me after 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I want to know how you're feeling, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, and you have a beautiful week.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia from Cleveland.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm good. Hi, Nina.
I'm Linus. You're talking to Linus.
No. I thought
okay.
Linus, you just there with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking
yeah.
my call. I wanted to ask... An unexpected but divine opportunity has shown up for me. About last month, I called in to another show and went and asked the guest on that other show something. Long story short, the host of that show asked me, I told her about some things I mentioned. I've experienced a past life experiences, and obviously that was, I guess, a subject she was interested in. She has invited me to speak the end of this month. And, of course, I'm new. I'm a Reiki practitioner. But like I said, I don't have a media presence, so to speak. I only have my LinkedIn account, and I've been, you know, studying, going on YouTube, you know, looking at examples of how to assemble a media kit. I want to ask, I believe this would be obviously a good opportunity for me to, as a speaker, and then moving forth in other areas. I need to find out this, goodness, I don't want to give her name, but... how, goodness, oh, God, my mind is racing. I apologize.
No, that's okay. Take your time. I know you're trying to get the words out, so that's okay.
Yeah. Well, this opportunity, and she says she's going to, I guess, send me the link of me, you know, talking about past life, but also I, you know, the sound healing has I've been told, and I, you know, feel that I'm going to work with that too once I, you know, get the money to buy the equipment. Will this be the
speaking engagement be good for you? Yes, because you're telling me you'd be networking one.
Right. And
so other people will hear you, yeah.
Right. And then not only as a speaker, and I necessarily wasn't calling in on that subject, but obviously I know this is divine intervention and to get me out. And it's like, okay. Should I – I know my question. Should I – and I've been thinking about this, a podcast show of my own, but should I do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know I was getting ready to tell you to go on YouTube? Oh, my God, the angels are definitely here. I was getting ready to tell you, Patricia, with your abilities and knowledge and skills, why don't you go to YouTube and just do a couple of shows, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
Why not? Listen, it can't hurt. It's not going to cost you anything.
No. I'm not arguing with you. I just have to, you know, it's a business to YouTube. And, and I'm working on, you know, the finances, meaning to buy, you know, the equipment because I'm, you know, I have a, first was my priority is my health matter, getting that resolved. And it's just been a struggle with the money here. So it's like, okay, I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, applying to jobs and so on and so forth. And praying and so on and so forth. But yes, you know, thank you for that confirmation. And I was going to, and I've been starting to research the podcasting. Now, should I do it this year, this fall, I should say?
Start it as soon as possible. You want to get out there, media presence, so that people will come to you. Now, you're a Reiki master like Nina, so why not
master.
You can start getting, huh?
No, I'm a practitioner. I'm not the master.
Oh,
level
you're
yet.
A practitioner. You're not a master. Oh, okay, because Nina's a Reiki master. Okay, but anyway, you could start helping people. So if you do a media presence, and that's your way of making extra money.
Right. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank
why
you very
not?
Much. Oh no.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Listen.
But thanks for the confirmation.
Nothing beats trying. If you try and it's good, you're successful. And if not, then you just have to go back to the table and recreate, maybe do it a different way. But,
Right.
I feel
good
about this, Patricia.
Okay.
I really feel good. Just, you know what, you can do it when you go on YouTube, everybody doesn't have to see it. You can just do it privately so only you see it to just see how you look and how you relate to your audience and stuff like that. Okay, good enough then. All right, young lady, I'm going to be looking for you.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Okay. Next call, area code 619. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? 619, you're on the air. Woo-woo. Hello. Let me do my Madea. Hello. Okay, you just want to listen to the show, that's fine.
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can't hear you. Talking to the phone, I can't hear you.
Now you can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're awesome. This is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you, young lady?
I am so grateful. You are so much fun. Thanks for all your great vibrations.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Here's my question.
Okay.
I would like to know about a property I use as a rental in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you want me to give you the street address, I can.
No.
But
No. Don't tell. That's too personal. Go ahead.
I'm thinking of selling it, and I think I need to let it go and move on. Is this a good time for me? Do you see that as a good choice for me?
I got capital Y, capital E, capital F, and an exclamation mark. It don't get no better.
Yeah.
I did. Oh. Yes, like a big yes, a resounding bullion. Yes. Yes. And the angels are even smiling. They're happy for you. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. They are smiling and happy, and it's like, yep, do this. Do this. You'll be very happy that you did. All right.
Should I,
go, Amy.
Should
go,
I be,
Amy.
Should I be getting a church? Could I just put it on the market and go about it that route? Do you have any information? May I ask you that? Or how to go about it?
They said, yes, market. Yes, put it on the market as soon as possible.
Without a realtor?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, with a realtor, yeah, definitely. Okay. But they're saying put it on the market now, whenever you want. In other words, as when it's applicable, as soon as possible, whatever, do it. Because it's, yes, that house will sell.
But my tenants are not going to buy it as potential Bridget and Gary. Would they be buying it?
Well, yeah. If you put it up for sale, I imagine they will. I don't know. I didn't ask. But they're saying, yes, sell it. So maybe the tenants that you have in there right now will buy it from you. Are they interested in buying it from you?
They are, but they don't have a way to get a loan. That's what they say.
A way to get around. Oh, you're not, that house is not close to city or
it's
area?
Tulsa. It's in Tulsa somewhere. I've never been to
it. Oh, right,
Tulsa's crazy
a city. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if they don't, you could still give them a time, you know, say, well, the house is going for sale next month or whatever. You got 4 weeks, you know, to find another place if you're going to put it on the market. Yep.
Great idea. And last part of it is, do you see a price tag on it? Do the Angels have a price tag they're hanging on this?
Do I have a place that's what? Say it again. I'm sorry, Amy.
No, a price tag. What they would sell it for. What it
would
sell
a price tag, what you're going to sell it for. No.
Okay,
they're saying 50,000 up, but I know it's way past that. So, okay. Ooh, the Angels are saying whatever that you ask for, you'll get maybe 10,000 below it.
Oh.
Whatever that you ask for that house to sell, that you, it'll be 10,000 below. So if you say you want to sell it for 200,000, you'll receive 190,000.
Okay, I don't think it's that.
That's just an example now. I don't know how much your house is. They're just giving me an example, but to let you know. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
well,
you're welcome. Hey, congratulations, because it's going to go well. I can see that. So, congratulations to you.
Woohoo, I love that, yes. Okay, girlfriend, thanks for the great time.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a beautiful week, and thanks for calling, Amy. Okay, let me go up. Let me go back up. 551. T, I'm
hey.
Back. What was your second question?
Why do
now
you
I can
want
do
me
your
to
second
to,
question.
What in Baltimore that the Angels want me to see?
Oh, I don't know. Now, let me tell you, Heather saw you moving southeast. Okay, just to let you know, she got you moving to the southeast. Okay. Now, Baltimore, medical.
Area?
They just said medical.
Medical?
For moving. Heather saw you southeast as far as moving. Baltimore, medical. That's what the Angels are telling me. It's medical experiences there, big ones for you.
Okay.
And
so
connections and networking. And there is a guy. Boy, they're coming. Whew. Okay. And there's a guy. What else? It's coming really fast. And you'll get a nice car. You'll get a really nice car there for a good price. It looks like is it a Cadillac? Mercedes? I don't know. Some big car. I almost wanted to say a Cadillac. But anyway, yeah. Ooh. Okay. What else, Angels?
Do they know what school?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but I didn't ask that. I just asked as far as why were they wanting you to go there so bad, and they said medical, so that means in your field you will flourish there. You will do good. You'll do good there, even with a house. a car, and a guy. So now I kind of understand the synchronicity, why they were just pushing, not pushing, I shouldn't say that, I'm sorry, angels, but kept saying over and over about Baltimore, Maryland. So, yeah, I guess that's where you're supposed to be. You know, see, I would fly down there and or either drive or fly down there and just kind of, you know, maybe get you a hotel room for overnight and kind of drive around the area, see what their medical stuff is, where they're, you know, not just their hospitals, but, you know, like they have the places where you can go for emergency care, you know, different little community health areas. Yeah. Just do that for one day. Just go down, maybe take a girlfriend or whoever, but just for one day and spend the night, you know, where you can get up in the morning, kind of, you know, mill around,
well,
drive around.
Right now from Maryland. But we already been there, done that, so that's not. But I've been out there before, but I haven't been out there recently.
Oh, okay. Well, girlfriend,
when it comes to relationships, as bad as I want one, I just stop really, like, putting my all in. I'm all into it right now. I'm just focused on finishing up this career because I got to do that second part, and I know medical school. And hopefully along the way, you know, things will shape up. But right now I'm just, you know, dating. I am back with the guy, the one that we spoke about. I was mad at him that we still, like, here and there, off and on, but I'm just taking it for what it is at this moment, just focusing on the career.
There you go. What will be, honey. That's how I look at life.
Yeah.
If it's meant, it will be. If it's not, you'll be shown that that's not you. So, yeah. All right, Miss T.
All right.
Let me move on. And thanks for calling today, and let me know about Baltimore. I mean, since you've been there before, but, you know, let me know how you feel, because there's something there for you. And they said medical, so going back to school, just let me know.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day, T, and thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All right. Next caller, area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Patricia again.
Hi, Patricia.
Have a different question.
Okay.
I'm considering of joining this paid breast support cancer group. God, I don't want to give out the person's name, but.
No, don't do that.
Okay. And it's 9 weeks, and it's, you know, it's about $400 for that, and you get support, and she's a survivor herself. And but I wouldn't. It would be with one of her team members. Now, is this, would this be, help, and she uses, you know, she's educated about alternative health as well as conventional methods as well. Would this be a good support and way for me, and is she on the up and up?
Oh, because she wants you to come in with her to do this training for 9 weeks, or do you have to do 9 weeks of training before you begin?
No, that's the support. The length of the support is 9 weeks. So, you know.
Oh, okay. So if you begin this, you're committed to 9 weeks. Okay.
Yeah,
well, you know what? There's nothing wrong. Oh, you want to make sure that this lady that you're helping, and she's on the up and up, and then not just using you, right?
Well, yeah.
I
want to know who I'm dealing with, and, you know, and. Yes, she's a breast cancer survivor as well, and, you know, and so on and so forth. So I just need to know, you know, is she authentic, and is, you know, will the support group be of benefit to me? Because I don't have anything. I'm, you know, doing things on my own, but it's very limited because of funds. So.
Yeah, she would help.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The angels are telling me right now it's all good. I'm even feeling spiritual. I'm getting a spiritual thing in my soul. Yeah, this is good, Patricia.
Okay,
very
all right.
Good. Do
so,
that.
Again,
once
do
I get
that,
the money,
yes.
You know, then I shall invest in that for myself, obviously. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? Thank you for even wanting to do something like that. That's beautiful, girl. I mean, woman,
well,
that's beautiful.
I have to have a plan of action because, you know, when I hear about something, you know, or if I read about something, yes, I mean, I'll do the research. But, you know, I have to, you know, weigh everything, the conventional and the alternative. And
yes.
And,
yes, ma'am.
And I'm not doing any, I've never done any radiation. I don't plan to. But, yeah, so that I can nourish and support my body and get it back up to the higher vibration. So,
right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I
yeah.
like that. There
right.
you go. Listen, let me give you somebody to check out too, Patricia. This lady's name is Dolores Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N. Look her up
okay.
on YouTube. I believe she will inspire you
Dolores
in a
Cannon.
Few ways.
Okay.
Okay, Dolores Cannon. And
okay.
I just feel like she's going to inspire you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me know.
Is she a survivor or...
Just look her up. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
Just
right.
look her
okay.
up. She's spiritual. Definitely spiritual,
okay.
yeah. But not
okay.
a psychic. She's not a psychic, but she's
oh.
spiritual. So look her up. Okay.
All right.
Let me know. You're
I'll
welcome.
Show.
Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling back. Okay. Next caller is area code 856. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
Fine. This is who?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm better, a lot better now. I've been sick, but a lot better. Whatever you can pick
oh
up.
Oh, my God,
spiritual.
Did you have that crud? Bless your heart. It was sure going around.
Yeah.
mm.
It was a mess. It was a mess. Whatever
yeah.
you can pick up, a committed relationship, starting a new job or stuff like that soon. And whatever you can pick up from a relationship or whatever you can pick up or message, whatever.
Well, you know, give me something to go to the angels. It's got to be something the Pacific. What's most important to you?
Relationship. Relationship.
Okay. Because okay. you're not involved with anybody right now, correct?
Not at the moment.
You were hesitant. You paused. You paused. You said not at the moment. Did you just break up with a guy?
Right. No.
Okay. Okay, first thing the angels, I'm asking them about relationship for you. Are you having pain from the left side of your neck going down your back? Are you getting like
right
little
side.
Pains now and then? Left side of your
right
neck
side.
And it's going down past your shoulder, huh?
Right side.
I mean the left side. I'm sorry. God, dog, and I got my hand on it. It's the left side. The left side of your
yeah,
neck going down your back. Okay, the angels are telling
right.
me you need to have that checked out. I don't know why, but they said
yeah,
you need to have that checked out.
Yeah, I have it.
I'm sorry?
Weeks and check it out. I'm going in a couple weeks to check it out.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the validation. All right. Anyway, that just came forward first. Okay, now relationship. I'm seeing a guy about 62, they're showing me. And he's a little heavy set. He's not obese, but he's tall, but he's, I'll say, thick. How's that?
Yeah.
I'll just say he's thick because he's not, like, fat. He's just a little heavier, like maybe 20 pounds overweight, that type of thing. Yeah, not a lot. Okay, what else, angels? Oh, he's not showing up until August. Whoa. Okay. He's a friend of a friend. He's a friend of a friend of a friend, something like that. I'm seeing like three times. So does Rosemary know him, angels? No. Oh, okay. It's going to be an introduction. Oh, Oh, okay. And this is going to be a long-term relationship. Wow. All right, Rosemarie. In August, there will be introductions to this gentleman. I see that he's 62. He's white. He's probably 6 feet to 6'2 tall. He's kind of thick. Got a beautiful smile on him. And his hair is real thin on top, almost like he could just go ahead and cut it off and be bald. But he's got a beautiful smile. And he's German or part German. He's either German or part German, but he's American. I mean, he's been here for 1,000 years, so I don't worry about that. But I guess just his culture or background is German. You should ask him when you see him, do you sprechen die Deutsch? I speak German. My grandmother's German. But anyway, okay. Yeah, August will be introductions, and this is going to be a long-term relationship. And he's 62. Cool. Yeah. So I guess between now and August, it's time for you to prep for your long-term relationship as you're doing what you're doing. You're preparing for the guy that you're going to be with for the rest of your life.
Cool. Hopefully soon he contacts me. He'll find me, whatever, you know what I mean. Cool. Appreciate it.
He's coming. They said in August, but long-term. Patience. I know patience is a virtue, but he's coming, so you just prepare yourself. You know, like when we want to get married when we're young, we want to make sure we look good and spiritually, mentally. Well, we don't do the spirit when we're young, but mentally and physically, right? And so when the guy comes, it's like, yay! Okay, for you, because he's older and you're older, it's like, okay, I'm going to have good communication skills. I'm going to be able to, you know, maybe go places with him, not just dinner and stuff, maybe take a trip or whatever as a couple, but it'll be solidified.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You go. All right, Rosemarie. I'm happy for you. Let me know.
Thanks.
In the meantime, still keep in touch with us, you know.
I will.
Still let us know how you're doing from time to time. All right. Thank you for calling, and have a beautiful week, young lady.
You too. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty. Well, the lines are open. I'm going to do this. I just love Nina. We said, 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes. So anyway, the lines are open, 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And like T, you know, you always can call back with a second question, and Patricia did it too. You're always welcome to do that. Also in the chat room, what's going on? Thank you, Heather. Heather was with us today. She's got something to do, so she's got to get going so she don't be late. Thank you so much, Heather, for being here. Thank you, Light Horse, and thank you, guest number 675, for coming in the chat room. We do appreciate it. And I also want to thank everybody that called in today. I truly love y'all, and just, you know, it's my pleasure and my honor to read for you guys. And I do enjoy it, because hopefully along this path, this journey that we're all on, we can show love and be a little bit lighter and a little bit brighter and make this world a better place, excuse me. At least that's what I'm hoping for, that things will get better. That's why I do that prayer that the world is filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity, right? It's got to get better. I almost feel like it's at its worst. I ain't going to mention the name. But anyway, all right, y'all, it's about that time. I've done my 2 minutes running my mouth. And don't forget, y'all, to check me out on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, and Easter Gift. When you pull it up, look for the one that says Easter Gift. And like I said, you'll really enjoy it. It's going to make you think about not only your life, but people that care for you and love you as well. Okay? All right, everybody. I'm out, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And Nina will be here, too. We'll have a full staff tomorrow. Everybody will be here. So see you tomorrow night at 6, and I love you. No one's told you they love you today. I do.
And life is like a song.
Wrong one. There we go. All right, folks. Have a good one, everybody.
Possibilities in the moves we can make.